The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Of course, the day is Friday, October 3rd. It's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. Once again, this is C.A. Nuri. We're talking finance, right? We're talking about an app that we hope will assist behemoths of investing in the United States. I have my guest, an interesting guest, who's going to be joining me via Zoom, Mr. Nenen Ofcoff. He's CEO or president of Ofcoff Securities, and I can make sure he corrects that for me so I get a narrative of what is Ofcoff Securities. But he has developed a new app. I mean, a new app where finance officials are talking about it already, eager, and say, let's get the general bohemian public to be aware that the app exists. And that's called Prosper app. I like it because it sounds like prosperous, right? Prosper app. But I have Mr. Ofcoff, who is on Zoom now, to go into detail about this new app and how we in the Bahamas can benefit, especially those persons who are in the financial field, right? Mr. Ofcoff, are you there? Kermit, let's make sure Mr. Ofcoff is on, in the Zoom room.
Morning.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. I gotta correct the name first on all fronts. But
I appreciate that. Go ahead.
Name is Annan. Two N's.
Annan. Oh, okay. Sorry.
And Ofcoff is pronounced Ofcoff. Just O apostrophe C O F. So Ofcoff.
Nenen Ofcoff.
Annan. Two N's.
Annan. Annan. Annan.
Annan.
Ofcoff.
Yeah. Ofcoff.
Ofcoff. Yeah. Thank you very much. I've been trying to pronounce that from the beginning of the show. And thank you. Nenen Ofcoff. So, yes. Mr. Ofcoff, you developed a new app. But before we go into the background in terms of finance and how we get into this this new field and everything.
I've always been interested in like finance. I think since I was probably a young kid in high school, I've always wanted to work in finance. And from back then, I started my journey with everything. I started learning everything I could back then. And then I got into like trading commodities, oil and gas, in the futures market, and then also options trading as well. And then I transitioned from that a little bit into wanting to solve some problems within the country. So born and raised in the Bahamas, went off to school for a while and then lived a lot of places in the span of about 4 or 5 years, learning finance, shadowing some CEOs at different financial institutions, et cetera, and a lot of business coaches. And then I came back to the Bahamas and I, at the time, I was also still building the product, but I came back to the Bahamas to do what I currently feel as if I'm set on a mission to do locally home.
So you've developed this new product. Can you give us some detail about this product in general?
So I don't want to say it's relatively new. I mean, we've been around for 2 years and we have tens of thousands of behemoths on the platform now. So I don't want to say details about it is, and we're getting ready to launch a new version of the platform as well. But details is the product is there to allow behemoths to build more wealth. I mean, traditionally, if you look at our markets and the mutual funds that we offer in our environment, you know, not all of them. And as behemoths, most people essentially were always pretty risk adverse. And, you know, when you look at earnings potentials, we wanted to kind of put something out there that allows behemoths to be able to create larger profits for themselves or be able to build wealth long term and then be able to get into non-traditional environment and get in the scope of where they can invest internationally and invest in stocks in London, the US, etc. So that was initially the focus. But if I have to be honest with you, I think the bigger focus for me always is being able to create
the views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
That's when you're dealing with technology, Mr. Anna, off cough?
Yeah, I'm still with that. Yes, sir.
Dealing with, and kept me straight, and I do apologize for that. You was given a narrative on how you develop this platform, and you said that this platform was existing for the past 2 years, and you're updating it now, right? But I want to understand who benefits from this platform. What is the objective of the platform to be interested in?
I feel this would be something for everyone. I mean, when you look at investing across the board, right? I think one of the biggest things is, and I have a lot of behemoths that walk up to me randomly, and this is the first thing that I ask them. You know, I would simply ask, how many people in your family that do you know are millionaires? Or when you turned 18, did your parents give you $1 million? And most of them say no. And I think the biggest thing is people always want money now and don't necessarily look at the future, right? And so for me, the platform is for people that want to build wealth long term. So if you spend the next 40 years investing $50, $100 a month to have $1 million, that $1 million now goes into the generation. Maybe it's your grandkids, maybe it's your children, right? But it makes a huge difference in terms of our environment, right? Because when you think about doing that on a mass scale, if we're able to use, you know, say the S&P 500 to build wealth long term, just like regular ETFs that Americans use for their retirements and all this other stuff, and you're able to build a nest egg of $800,000, $1 million in your family, and you're able to now use that to invest back into our environment, the Bahamas as a whole, the nation as a whole, becomes a better place.
You mentioned investing, and I the same thing.
No, so saving is basically keeping your money liquid and accessible to you, and you're spending at the cost of inflation. So essentially, saving is a form of spending. You can only really save your money and invest your money. There's no in between. So you can only spend your money and invest your money. You can't save. Saving is not a thing. Saving is not a part of that, because saving is just a spending or expense. Now, we've taught our whole entire lives that, you know, saving is important, but realistically, saving will never actually allow you to build wealth ever, right? Technically, you just save into spend at some point. And you're already losing that money, because a dollar today is worth a lot more than a dollar be worth 10 years from now. So we just have not been taught the right structure around the difference between saving and investing, but there's a huge difference.
From what you're saying, I think you're saying, or what I interpreted, that you're saying saving just preserves the money, but in the investment allows the money to grow and develop?
Yeah, so savings, once again, you know, you have inflation that's eating away at your savings. You have bank fees, you have all these different things that eat away at inflation, and then your money's not actually put to work. So it's not trying to outpace inflation, right? And then at the same time, when you look at investing on the other side of it, you have the ability to now outpace inflation, to now put your money to work, to now be able to create wealth for yourself beyond the fact of your money just sitting somewhere being eaten away from fees and inflation.
Remind the listening audience the name of this app you have developed. And this app, I can invest in foreign market?
Yeah. So the name of the platform is Prosper, but it's spelled in the Caribbean way. It's P-R-O-S-P-U-H. And it allows you to invest in foreign markets, and we are adding a lot more products and a lot more features to the platform very soon. So that's kind of the on that.
Okay. So I want you to walk me through it, right? I have two sets of shares when government's issuing shares, right? I don't necessarily understand what it is. They just say, come and pay my money, and hopefully I get some money into my bank account. So how this app can help me make money instead of saving the money, invest the money to get a greater return?
Well, okay, I'll give you an example, right? If you look at, let's just say, if you invested, and this is the best way to put it, if you bought a property, so we've been taught our whole entire lives, you know, Grammy bought this house for $50,000, $100,000 back in 1980 or something like that. But now, you know, grandkids were able to now sell Grammy house for $800,000, $900,000, you know, 40 years later, 50 years later, whatever it may be. We've been taught that propaganda our whole entire lives. But what I try to explain people the difference in terms of investing, right? And now, mind you, that may be a sensible thing to us to look at and be like, oh, this is great. But if you look at the investing standpoint, if Grammy took the same $50,000, $100,000 and invested it into the S&P 500, that'd be about, you know, $7 million a day versus the $800,000, right? Mm-hmm. Or if you looked at it and you say, okay, well, Grammy started this convenience store that turned into, say, Kelly's or something like that, and you looked at the profit that would be able to pull in today versus all these things that we look at. Investing has a much larger takeaway than if you just look at, okay, well, we've been taught this thing and this is safe. So that's the difference between, say, the platform. The platform gives access to the NVIDIAs. So if you bought $50 or if you bought $1,000, $5,000 worth of NVIDIA, that may be worth, you know, a couple hundred thousand dollars today. And it's just the possibility and the potential of the ability of growth is a lot different than what we're currently or typically limited to.
So I want you to walk me through it. I have some money now. Me. Mm-hmm. So this example is about me. I want to know, how do I get access to the platform?
So you can just, if you pick up any phone, if you have an Android or iPhone, you could just go on your Google Play Store or iOS Store and just search up Prosper. Once again, it's Prosper. And then once you download the app, there's also a website and walks you through everything. We also have courses and we also have communities available to teach and explain through investing. But once you download the platform and you sign up, you can go through KYC in a couple minutes. And if you have issues, then you can always reach out to, there's a WhatsApp number you can always reach out to. We actually help people sign up as well. And then once you get signed on, just like anything else, you deposit your funds and then you're able to purchase over 12,000 international shares and over 5,000.
You're a little ahead of me. ETFs. So I can pause you and push back a little bit. I've downloaded the platform. Mm-hmm. You said there are videos and to learn the basic on how to invest. There's also know your customer, KYC thing that I got to fill out, et cetera. How long does that process take?
About 4 minutes.
That's it? So I do all that KYC part, right? I watch my videos, right? So I'm familiar on what to invest in and how it is. What do I do next to start my investment journey?
Well, you choose the type of investor you are, right? Once we get the new version of the app, this would be a lot more easier. But you just have to typically understand if you're looking to, like, you know, just have make safe money, or if you want dividend stocks, or high growth investments. You just have to choose what it is that you really want to invest in.
So then I'll choose what type of investments I want, or type of investment journey I want. So what happens there? How do I get my money to invest into things?
You would deposit on the platform.
Explain that to me.
So you would use either your debit card, mostly your debit card. You just deposit it as if you're paying for anything online. Mm-hmm. You would deposit online. It's a straight through process. You add your card in. You know, we don't store any card information at all, just to protect the users. And you go through the process of that, you agree, you put the amount that you want to put in, you see the cost of it. Once you deposit, typically takes, usually, unless you have a lot of deposit, usually is instant. Deposit a certain amount, so you deposit $50, you get that $50 right away, and then you'll be able to now purchase your first stock.
Okay. then I have my money online, right? How safe is this in terms of my money being safe? Because it's floating now.
And so there's two sides of it. We have SIPC insurance in the U.S., so which means that your account is protected up to $250,000 in cash and then $250,000 in securities. So $250,000 worth of stock is protected, and then $250,000 worth of cash on the platform is protected. And realistically, to purchase the stock is owned in your name. So the name that's on your passport now owns that company's stock. And realistically, I mean, it's as safe as it could be, right? So if you own Apple stock, for example, that stock's in your name. That has nothing to do with us. We're just the broker in the transaction. So we don't own anything. You own that stock. You have rights to that stock.
Okay. I had one more thing I wanted to ask you, at least several more things I wanted to ask you, right? Because I'm going through the process to see how I can participate in this, right? In terms of learning curve, of understanding the whole program to say I can start tomorrow, start next week, how difficult is it for me to start?
Once again, I think that comes down into the type of investor that you want to be. Because if you want to keep it simple and you want to be just safe and just do what most do, you can just come online and then buy one of the more, I guess, popular stocks that's bought across the world, which would be like the S&P 500 ETFs that just track the top 500 stocks in the U.S. And we find that that's one of the most bought things on the platform currently. And users just feel comfortable buying that. I mean, in the last 2 years, it's returned around 52%. So you would have made, if you invested $100, you'd have made $152. Or you'd have $152, and this year is up about 16%. So, you know, the last 3 years, you're looking at almost a 70% return on your money, just purchasing that every single month. So it just depends. I think that route is just depending on the individual.
There's a myth that stocks basically for the rich people. I want to know if everyday people can participate in this.
Yeah, for sure. I actually don't think that stocks is for rich people. We have created that to be the case in our environment for a very long time with the minimums. You know, before it was $50,000 minimum just to purchase U.S. stocks in our environment. And now with our minimums being $20, anybody could go and purchase stocks. So it's not necessarily for the rich. It would definitely be something that's available for every single person. And that's the goal for us as a company as well. But definitely not.
Okay. Actually, I'm talking to Mr. N.N. Okoff. I hope I pronounced it correctly.
You get it right.
Yeah, good. Yeah. That's good. And we're talking about the prospects of this new app, this new platform that he has created about 2 years ago, where the everyday Bahamian can get access to investing internationally. And I guess nationally, too. Is your program on the local investment platform, stock platform?
When you say if the program is on, can you repeat that?
BISICS. I think that's BISICS they call that.
No, we don't have, we're not on BISICS, and we don't have any BISICS linked stocks as yet, not currently.
Okay. And you mentioned a WhatsApp number that people can call and be connected.
Yes, that number would be 242-822-3208.
Okay. And so before we go to commercial break, I'd give you the last pitch there.
Well, I would definitely to say across the board, and I tell people this all the time, you know, it's for me, I created the product. If I have to be 100% honest, I created the product because I think, you know, I created it for me initially because I wanted something in our environment that I could use to invest to build wealth initially. But it became something where I wanted it to have a chance to own. A lot of Bahamians are great traders. We trade our time for money. We trade our time for all these little things, but we never become owners. We never own anything around us. And it gives a lot of people the initial possibility to just become an owner from day one. You don't have to worry about paying off the bank for something or loaning or borrowing for someone. You could always own your own assets, and it's something that you can pass down to your kids, your grandkids. It's something that you can use to go towards businesses, etc., but it's something that you own. And I think the mentality shift that we are helping Bahamians have has a larger impact 5, 10, 20 years from now when it comes to ownership.
Man, I'm excited about that. Now, give me the, where can I find the Prosper again?
You could, if you want to, you can just go on Google and just type in P-R-O-S-P-U-H, and the first thing that comes up, you know, and the website has all the information, and it walks you through how to set up your account and how to do every single thing, and also the free online courses as well in terms of investing is all available there as well.
Okay. This is Radio AM. We're going to take a quick commercial break. This is, we've been speaking, having a financial conversation with Mr. N.N. Okoff. A new platform that he has introduced. It's been like 2 years now, and it's called Prosper. And you can find that on your phone. Where you can find it again?
You can find it on your Google Play Store or iOS Store as well, and you can find it anywhere online if you type it in.
Thank you very much. We'll continue this conversation hopefully in the future. We'll be right back.
Call you in for your x-ray shortly.
That's why they call it a waiting room. You won't have that problem at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Rona. We never schedule multiple appointments, so you'll be in and out in no time. And if your initial screening reveals a concern, our radiologist can conduct an alternative screening with 328-8157 to schedule an appointment at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Rona today.
Bigger, longer, wider. Saturdays are getting supersized on Guardian Radio. Following the always heavy hitting, the eye-opener at 9 a.m. Stay tuned for the full size, the accredited from 10th year seniors at 11 a.m. Now for a full 2 hours. Then Tell to Stanya at 1 p.m. is now even longer at 90 minutes. The big, all-new season of Our Blue Bahamas from Breathe is now at 2:30 p.m. And the happy hour with Deandra Cartwright is smiling wide at its new time, 3 p.m. It's the new big Guardian Radio Saturdays on 96.9 FM or GuardianTalkRadio.com.
Oh, yeah.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Don't wait for a storm to arrive. Stock up on hurricane supplies, make home repairs, purchase a generator, and more this hurricane season with a Fidelity personal loan. Make that move today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Are you searching for something new? Something exciting? Your dream job in paradise? Well, look no further. Royal Beach Club Paradise Island is hiring. Join a dynamic group of passionate hospitality professionals, craft unforgettable moments, and thrive in a vibrant, welcoming atmosphere. play your part in shaping the future of our team while growing your own career every day. Bring your energy, your passion, and your creativity to a workplace that's as dynamic and fun as you are. At Royal Beach Club Paradise Island, the opportunities don't just exist. They're limitless. So are you ready to find your perfect fit? Visit Royal Beach Club at paradiseisland.com/career today and step into a world of exciting possibilities.
And welcome back to Guiding Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. Right now, we can have this segment. We can be, what do you think, right? And talk about what do you think about these topics I'm going to bring up. And also, you can tell me what you want to talk about, too, as we have our last minutes of this Friday morning. I see Mr. Minnis was interviewed by the press. The new party is an old party. The Democratic National Alliance Party is back, right? And as soon as the announcements happened, there was a buzz. And then the buzz suggested that Dr. Minnis would be the leader of this party, right? I even see some news media picked up the story and asked that question. So I assume that's the reason why they accosted Dr. Minnis and even spoke to Branville McCartney to say, well, they are part of this party, the DNA, and that they will be launching this campaign. Of course, Branville McCartney quickly came out and said, man, that don't make no sense. I'm not no leader of no DNA party. But upon asking Dr. Minnis, who we know is going to be running, see the key word there, in the Killarney constituency, they asked him, are you going to be running as an independent or part of a party? And Dr. Minnis responded that he will be running. He was aware that people were not concerned, were interested in knowing whether he is one of the leaders of this new DNA party. And he wanted some clarity in that aspect. So they asked him point blank, man, you running with them or you running by yourself? And the response was, I am running. So I am not sure what that for him to consider the DNA, or is he still running with the FNM or negotiating? Or is he running as an independent, but he was not specific at all? I didn't like it. I like things clear. Just tell me, yes, I'm running, or no, I ain't running. But it is what it is, right? I see that the leader of the opposition, Michael Pintard, is saying that he ain't interested, or the FNM is not interested in a by-election. They're interested in the whole hog. They want to have a general election. They are encouraging the Prime Minister to just ring the bell, the election one time, right? And have the election for all the seats one time, right? There are one or two people who critique in the leader of the opposition position on that, saying, man, it sounds like you're scared. The leader of the opposition said, man, you see how much money the PLP spent last time in the last by-election? They spent like $5 million. I think that's the money number that he quoted. He said, but this, from again paraphrasing, he said the country wants to have a general election and the Prime Minister needs to call a general election early and have it one time. I want to know what you think. I want to know what you think on that. Also, I know that the PLP has yet to name any of its candidates. A number of the incumbents have declared that they will run again. Right, we had one who declared that they're not running anymore, then come back and say he wanted to run again, and that is causing chaos. I know in the PLP, through the grapevines, they have a number of suitors for almost every constituency. The PLP has like 3 to 4 people vying for these empty spots. So I see the Prime Minister mentioned that he have 60 60 days before there's a need of a by-election. So you're going to use up all 60 of his days. I think the reason for that is because he may not want to make that decision now on who he wants to run, knowing that so many PLP supporters want to get that nod, right? And to announce this nod now, this endorsement now, will cause some friction inside the party, right? So imagine you waiting for the general election to be called. You're amongst the five who is vying for the seat, right? Because Vaughn Miller said he was running again, so you already started canvassing already. But the prime minister and the FNM, who's going to get the nod, tell everybody, wait. Continue to campaign and spend your own money, but wait. But now, they seem to be forced to make a decision now, right? And that means one or two people feeling is going to be hurt. And you might ask, why is that significant? Why that's not important? But I remember when there was the vacancy in West End. And then persons, I can call his name because it's like a part of history now. I remember when Mr. Gibson said that I won't run. Came out of the blue because I thought Gibson was going to Ackland, Mike Hall, right? And I remember the confusion it caused in the PLP at one point in time. I remember the people in the PLP started to chant, Brave gotta go. PLP is no, die hard. Forget, because of the fury, the fever, that the by-election in Grand Bahama, West Grand Bahama is having. They forgot themselves. They forgot that they have a leader, right? And that fury of that by-election, it got away from themselves, where the PLP had to recalibrate and tell everyone, come, you only focus. What you mean he could be shouting out, Brave gotta go? That's our leader. They forgot themselves. So I don't think the PLP is interested in having that type of friction within the party again. But it seems as if the PLP is committed in securing that seat. It seems as if they're not interested in having an early general election. So by election it will be. Any minute now, I assume the prime minister will announce who their standard bearer. When I say any minute now, that's after the state funeral of Mr. Vaughn Miller. I don't think a party of rituals. And one of the rituals is that no campaigning, or at least overt campaigning, is going to happen until the funeral, the state funeral, is done and over with. Right? So they can go through all of the pomp and pageantry regarding the funeral. And then at the end, I assume, the day after, they will announce who their standard bearer is going to be, how the campaign is going to do. But in the meantime, you know, like how swans tend to swim gracefully in the water, but their feet is paddling like crazy underneath. I think right now, what the PLP want to show that they are strutting gracefully, no pressure, no concerns, but in the background, underneath all of this, right? I think they are working feverishly, trying to put all their ducks in a row, trying to align all of things that they need to align. I see the Deputy Prime Minister, and I see you call up, prep the caller for me there, Kermit. I see the Deputy Prime Minister mentioned that Michael seat, Miguana, Inagua, Crooked Island, and Ackland, the Michael constituency, the boundaries may be changed. You know, that's like four different islands. They combine together and they have one representative, one MP for that entire area. I think a number of the members of parliament be complaining to man for the money they're getting to go and canvass all of these islands and make sure they are okay. It's costing too much and they're having challenges with it. So I'm assuming they may separate that you need a whole extra MP for a area which doesn't have 5,000 people when you combine all of that, all those islands together. But it is what it is. Let's go to the caller there. Guardian Radio AM, the CA Neri. How you doing, caller?
Hey, gracious, see you. How you doing?
Doing well, man.
Wait, actually, I really, if ever, bring up politics, right? But question, right? You don't think that they should have brought up the by-election after the funeral?
The by-election is after the funeral.
No. I don't just bring up the conversation of having a by-election until after the funeral.
Do you mean the PLP itself or the nation?
I mean the nation and the PLP itself. I mean, you don't think you should let them on at least rest in peace and then bring it up? Opposed to bringing it up prior to that?
And different people have different cultures and different beliefs. Like, people like myself, we are analytical. I am analytical. I'll talk with anybody at any time. No, there's nothing necessarily sacred. That's me.
And they might. I just feel as though that they should have laid the body to rest first and then bring it up.
And that's what the Prime Minister announced. He said he wants to do that.
Don't allow it. I got you.
Yes,
the system itself don't allow you to do such things.
And the media also is asking questions. And when the questions are fielded, they have to respond. But they have 60 days. 20 to 60 days to have the by-election. But the mechanism, but the machinery and the mechanism has already started. It started moving. And then the government have to respond when people put the question to them. Go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio AM. You're live.
Nuri.
Hey, how you doing, man?
Morning. Why is Mr. Penn that hurry to go home?
You think he
should hold on?
You think he can lose his seat? You think he can lose his seat?
Man, he can lose that senior post, what he have now. He's going on, but he hurried to go home. Really, he should just hold on. Because after you see the funeral, what's this big rally going to be down Golden Isle? They have a biggie down there. That when they see that, it's all over. Thank you, Mr. Nuri.
Yeah, you're welcome. Mr. Pintad said he doesn't want no by-election out there. He said he want to go straight to the general election, right? He wants to go straight to the general election because he believes he could win the whole hog. There are a number of people who are saying that the PLP has some cracks, right? They were stronger 6-7 months ago, right? And of late, as we start winding down to the general election, people are noticing some cracks where the PLP is on the defensive, right? Before they were on the offensive, Mr. Pintard was shaking. He seems to have some confidence in naming some candidates, right? We do not know who the PLP candidates are. Right. And so people are concerned. I believe that the Prime Minister and the PLP will take this the election straight, the time frame, straight to the 5 years. It's not going to be no early election. There are many things that the PLP need to do. And how I stress the word needs. The PLP needs to do, especially from their platform and their political promises. So a number of things need to conclude. So when they put their platforms, they put platform together and say, these are the list of things that we have promised versus the list of things that we have accomplished versus the list of things that we have started. So I hear a number of people saying there's the PLP has a head start, they in a strong position, but there are a number of things that the general public said that PLP promises these things that the PLP needs to accomplish or have a narrative of explanation on why it did not happen or why it's taken so long, etc., etc. And we see that the PLP machinery is doing that. You see, anybody can see that the PLP is going down a list and selecting tick, 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 tick. So that is what I think that they're doing right now. They're going down their list of things they need to accomplish. I don't tell until they have at least 80 to 90% of that list to say that it has either started or being completed. And that's where we are now. And then we have to see how much momentum the FNM can garner from now until the general election is called, right? Let's go to this next caller, Guardian Radio AM. Guardian Radio AM, you live, caller.
Can I speak with CA, please?
You live, you talk to me right now.
Oh, CA, good morning. How are you?
I am doing well.
And you may not like me after this.
No, man, go ahead.
Be my friend anyway.
Okay.
You know what I perceive? That perhaps or maybe, based on how you sound to me now, You don't sound like, you know, I feel like people like you all in the opposition should really not sound like you're all on one side or the other. Just be in the middle. But sometimes you give me a strong impression, like you use your platform.
For which party, though?
Huh?
For which party?
For the present government, and that's
humorous, right? Because I have other callers who say, "By you, die hard FNM," and I said, "Okay, I tend to go."
Well, anyway, from I have been consistently listening to you,
yeah.
And I honestly, and my discernment is, I don't think it's off in no way. You're kind of, what's the name of the guy who just called it from? Who should be like one of the chief people at the PLP? His name is what's the name?
Antoine,
yeah. Mm. You sound like y'all two, like y'all two together, but y'all apart. Like, you know, he doing his, he saying his whatever, but you honestly sound like you pushing, like how you were sounding just now. You was like, okay, these are the ideas right now, Mr. Prime Minister. This is what you should do, okay?
I ain't giving no suggestions.
Yes.
Yeah, you were listening.
I am not one. This is, you know, your show is one of shows that I started calling a little more, you know, expressing my opinion. I was never one to ever get in politics at all, but I believe that God has given me a voice to speak and to speak truth to power, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm not ashamed to get on the radio any longer to talk about politics, because that is what we were all called to vote. He called us, no vote, no voice. And so I'm voicing my opinion that I believe that you tend to say what you feel the Prime Minister should do at this time to help them out. Let the people talk and you guys listen, and then let them figure it out. Not the radio station giving them ideas as to what they need to do. They've been in this thing for a long time, and they should know whether or not they're doing the right thing. And normally, from what I could see, the consistency is they wait for the last year to start rushing everything at the same time. Come on, like, really now? This is a different breed of people now, you know. This ain't our grandmother day. These are new. These people are thinking different. So, anyway.
I appreciate you, girl. I can respond to that.
I love you. Thank you.
No, I'm good. I appreciate it. I do critical analysis. I choose topics and I interrogate it to the end. Some people say I harper so much. So I tend to critique this government a lot. And there are times I have to even tap air and say, okay, we mash up the government too much now. We need at least say one, two things positive about them as we critique, because people listen and want us to be biased. That's why I tend to be both of us on air as we do critique on both the FNM and the PLP, and sometimes the COI. We tend not to entertain the COI too much, right? But siding on a particular party, it depends on the day. There are times I'm very pro FNM at times, and then I'm very pro PLP. It depends on the entertainment. If it's entertaining to side on one side, I can go on that side to be the devil's advocate and then let it spin. And then tomorrow, I change automatically. But go ahead, Cora. Guardian Radio.
Good afternoon, Mr. Neary. How you doing?
I'm doing well, man.
I don't know what gibberish that lady talking, but she probably don't listen to you much.
Clearly.
Because that is pure gibberish. You, Aaron, Dwight, Naughty, Pearl, you guys are so bipartisan. As far as I am concerned, there's only one partisan person, and I listen to...
Who that is?
I listen to... Sorry?
Who that is, you think?
There's only one partisan person, I believe, on Guardian.
Who?
And then he wear that on his shoulders.
Who that is?
That's Goss and Howard Grant. Those partisan, and they wear that on their shoulders, on their sleeves.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when it comes down to bipartisan, all of you are very, and you're very balanced.
I try to be balanced,
So I don't know what that lady is talking about. She probably sleeping and just woke up and just heard something and it prompted her to call. But I haven't observed that with you at all.
And I appreciate it.
I listen to you every day. I listen to Aaron. I listen to Naughty. I listen to Dwight Strawn. I listen to everybody. And like I said, there's only one partisan person I've observed.
I can let God explain that when he come on next.
It's God, Russ, bro.
You right there listening?
He gives the PLP cushion treatment, and he speaks indirectly, but you know exactly what he's saying.
He coming on next. I can let him defend himself. As soon as he come on, he can give that speech.
Please do so.
Yeah,
he can
give that speech.
Thank you.
Yeah, man. Let's go to the next caller. Go ahead, caller. They say I bias today, caller. Go ahead.
Yeah, Yuri.
Yes, sir.
Sparky, I haven't heard from him for a while. What's happening? You?
I heard Sparky on a different program. No, yes, a different program.
Okay,
speaking.
Okay.
But I haven't heard him call in to us in a while.
Well, I hope he's doing good. But you know something? Brother Uncle, what's happening with him? He not coming on?
Uncle was on not yesterday, but the day before.
So he only have special days.
He has special days.
Man, that's a very intelligent young man.
He is, but man, he has a PhD, man. He's a doctor.
Yeah,
man. I appreciate you.
Yeah, I appreciate you too. All the best.
Yeah, blessings to you. Let's go to the next caller there, Kermit. Guardian Radio AM, you're live.
Good afternoon. Good morning, sir. How are you?
I am doing well today.
Wonderful, wonderful. I listened to the lady earlier, and I don't want to be judgmental in regards to her, because I don't know her.
Mm-hmm.
But I think you are doing a great job, and I am thinking the way you are in regards to being analytical.
There you go.
A lot of people, they want to speak, but they can't understand an analytical presentation.
Mm.
And I think we need more analytical persons coming to the media. I don't care what your political persuasion is. When it comes to the media, unless you, well, let's say, not from being paid, because your platform is an influencer. And unless other people are there to present a case, you shouldn't be all to the right. You ought to be analytical so that people can think. All people cannot become educated when people are spewing their personal views. And so that is what I like to listen to, when somebody can stand in the middle and speak truth to power.
Yeah, I appreciate you, ma'am. Thank you
so
much.
Welcome. Have a great day.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, I try to stand in the middle as much as I can. But the goal is not to support people, you know. But if they're doing a good job, I say, yeah, I like that. And these are the list of things I do not like and cannot work. And then I highlight what cannot work and I say, perhaps they need to consider that. Now, mind you, we tend to analyze the progressive more because they're in the news more. And hopefully every so often when the opposition is in the news or saying something significant, I tend to analyze them. And on vague occasions, when the COI makes some waves that is worthy to respond to, I include them. I get a text to say, you biased, man. You don't include the COI anything. I don't like to see how the COI weighs, man. Their supporters kind of be anarchist, man. And I just can't support it. So I tend to ignore them. I ain't giving them no playtime. But election season coming soon, if they want to pay for and support, I can have them come on the show. Just say, man, I come here and I'm going to talk politics. And say, yo, go ahead, man. You talk. But I did invite the chairman of the COI on three times. She ain't reached yet. She won't come with Lincoln B. And I said, I ain't inviting Lincoln B. I want to talk woman issues. Lincoln B. don't have no part like you have. I want to talk about empowering women. But she ain't reached yet. Because I still have space for her. But I have no space for Lincoln B. No. You got to pay for that spot. You got to pay for that spot. This has been Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Murray. Garth Roseboro is coming on next. He can explain to him, to the listening audience, why he's so biased and who he biased for. Garth, who are you biased for? For God, he said. Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Murray. Have a wonderful day.
Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app. Nassau, Bahamas.